BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Alistair, Jazza, if you're looking for a table, you can have mine. It's getting a bit chilly out here for me. I'm going to take my G&T inside.
Oh, thanks, Lillian. Very kind of you.
How are you getting on with your preparations for galloping forth?
It's called cantering on.
Aye.
Well, we're getting there. And how are the plans for the fete coming along, Jazza? I hear you're running a stall.
Oh, he is. Guess the weight of the piglet.
I've called him Woof. Gaelic for pig. A real bonny wee fella. She'll be a great moneymaker.
If all goes well on the day, I'm going to escape the stables for an hour or so and ride the dray to the fete.
The dray and the shire horses. What a brilliant idea that was.
Yeah, well, I have to admit it looks fabulous on the posters. Oh, look, there's Paul. I was hoping to catch him. Enjoy the last of the summer sun here, too.
Will do. See you, Lillian.
Oh, cheer up, big man. You're in the beer garden with a pint of shires. No, heading for the gallows.
Well, you may not be, but that might be exactly what I have in store for me tomorrow.
If this is about the meeting with your bosses, I wouldn't worry.
It's not a meeting, it's a summons from Dom James.
Is he the good cop or bad cop?
Well, let's just say no one's ever seen him smile.
And you think this meeting's about you and Denise hooking up?
I know it is. And I know he got a complaint.
For who?
That I don't know. I mean, it could be Jacob. He did threaten to report me when he was sick of keeping secrets.
Nah, he's not got a sneaky bone in his body. He'd tell you to your face if he was going to dob you in.
Maybe you're right. I can't help wondering. John has good reason to want to cause trouble for us, and I'm hardly in Paul's good books at the moment.
Do you think Paul would go behind your back like that and risk trapping his man at an all?
He might, if he thought it would get rid of me. Oh, I can see it's not the ideal working environment for him right now.
Fair point, but you and Denise are doing nothing wrong.
Well, it turns out that technically we are. I checked the Lovell James small print last night to see exactly where we stood, and it states quite clearly that relationships at work are discouraged.
But no band.
No, but we should have told HR about it.
Well, if I was you, Mr. Lloyd, I'd stop panicking, drink your pint, live in the moment, and if he sacks you, grab your chance for a new start. Do something new and exciting. Topiary, a taxidermy.
Jazza, it's not funny. Oh, is there ever going to be a time when Denise and I can just be ourselves without any big worries hanging over us?
Do you want a coffee?
No, thanks, Will. Don't want to be gone too long already. I wonder where I've gone.
Fair enough.
I just popped over to have a quick word with George and see how he is.
Well, he's still asleep, or at least not coming out of his room or opening his curtains.
Has he said much since Friday?
No. I mean, he slept most of yesterday and then took his dinner up to his room last night. The most I've got out of him is that he doesn't want to talk about it.
About Alice and the regression therapy?
About anything.
We have to get him to understand that nothing is solved by hiding in his room. Mm. The Aldridges have jumped on the fake mystery jogger. Alice could be about to see the truth under some hypnotic trance. I'm lying to my husband. When I promised George I wouldn't tell Ed, I didn't envisage all of this, or that I'd be keeping it from him forever. It's such a mess.
Yeah, but all George can see is prison. He's not thinking straight. He's 19 and he's frightened.
I know. So what do we do?
With Amir fully recovered and the plans for cantering on coming together, I feel more positive now than I have in a long time.
Oh, Jacob said it was lucky Alice spotted the signs of colic so early.
Yeah. You know, being back at work seems to have given her a much-needed confidence boost. She's had some fabulous promotional ideas for next Sunday. Look at these glittery horsey wristbands she's had branded for us.
Oh, very cute.
Even Justin grudgingly admits her "Your horse is our horse" motto's perfect. She's in need of some positive affirmation. Those comments on socials during the old Strangles nightmare were just horrible.
It's mad how people think they can say anything online.
Yeah. Anyway, Thankfully, we're already getting some great feedback about George's first two promotional videos. He made a lovely little film to showcase our facilities for beginners, and the second one was actually filmed on horseback and features Justin in full ringmaster's garb.
Oh, yeah! I think me and Alistair spotted that one in full production.
Yeah. Well, we'll be showing them on the big screen in the yard on the day.
Well, I'm planning to be at the stables in the morning and then head over to the fete in the afternoon.
Oh, fantastic. That will fit in with my plans for you perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Plans for me?
Mm. Oh, I very much hope so. Jakob said you were up for taking on a role if there was one.
Oh, right, sure. What have you got in mind?
Well, I need someone to judge the children's mounted fancy dress. The vet surgery has been so vital to the recovery of the stables that I'd like to give the honour to you. I think you'd be perfect for it.
Okay. Well, sounds interesting. What would I have to do?
Oh, well, not too much, darling. It's a lovely thing, really. You will give some positive feedback after you've watched the parade and then choose the bronze, silver and gold medal winners.
And that's all?
Mm. Honestly, should be a lot of fun. The children adore these kind of events. You know, riding can get serious pretty quickly for some of our youngsters, and this is a chance to let their hair down.
Oh, and to burst into floods of tears when they fail to win a medal for their beloved pony because their costume didn't quite make the cut.
Well, I suppose some ruffled feathers are inevitable. I mean, someone has to win.
Unless we avoid the ranking element and big up the fun carnival feel of a costume parade.
Justin's wedded to the idea of medals, I'm afraid. Mm. Unless it's a competition, he just can't see the point.
Right. Well, let me have a think about it. I'll judge a young fashionistas as long as I can do it my way.
With medals?
Well, if it matters to Justin that there are winners, then there'll be medals.
Oh, fantastic. I knew you were the right person to ask.
Afternoon, Paul. Lillian Rook can get any helping out next Sunday,
eh? Well, as a matter of fact, she is.
I do talk to people about things other than cantering on.
You're doing better than Joy and Linda, then. They've got one-track minds at the minute. If you don't want to talk fate, turn around and walk the other way.
Well, Paul is very generously representing the vet surgery at our event.
Judging the fancy dress.
Horses dressing up as what? Pantomime dames?
It's the riders who dress up, though they do decorate their horses too. They can take it very seriously.
Oh, well, that's what's worrying me.
Anyway, having to take me hang about talking about horse costumes, I'm on a mission to buy Alistair another pint and some fancy crisps. Hoping they'll cheer him up.
I thought he seemed a bit down.
He's got a meeting with the boss tomorrow at their head office and he's bricking it.
Don James is pretty hardcore.
Alistair's fearing the worst.
George.
What the hell? Did I say you could come into my bedroom?
We need to talk to you.
I told you I was tired. I think I'm getting sick.
Look, George, it's no wonder you're hiding in here. We get it.
Who said I was hiding? I'm not hiding. I told you I'm sick.
Son.
Don't say son, not in that voice.
We've talked about all the ways this might go, and we still think the only option is for you to go to the police.
No, Mum.
Think about the effect on Alice. You don't want her to get the blame. I know you don't, deep down. I think that's part of the reason you're in here, shutting out the world.
Shutting out the world? What are you on about? How many times I'm ill?
Okay, enough. We know you're not ill, George. And we also know that you're a fantastic young man.
So fantastic that you want to call the feds on me?
No, we really don't. You've made a big mistake, but you still have the chance to do the right thing yourself.
You're scared. Look, of course you are. You've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. But Alice cannot go down for this. It will destroy her. And that will destroy you too in the end.
But she might not go down. The Aldridges, Brian, they're loaded. He'll get her a fancy lawyer and she'll get off scot-free. I won't.
That's it. I don't think that's right. I doubt she'll get off without a sentence, especially now she's pleaded not guilty.
Yeah, and even if she did get found innocent, or got a suspended sentence or something, she'd still be seen as the drunk driver for the rest of her life.
I can't go to prison.
Yeah, but if you hand yourself in, there's a good chance you won't.
We'll come to the station with you. We'll be there for you all the way.
You'll be doing this for us, and for yourself, and for Alice and Martha too.
By telling the police what you did, what you know, you'll be making us so proud.
What? You'll be proud to have a son locked up?
Look, the police might find new evidence next month, or next year, or in 10 years. Or Alice might remember you getting into her car. Staying silent don't guarantee you can hide the truth. But admitting it now does show you're not a coward and you do know right from wrong.
Okay, OK, I'll do it.
Really?
I said I would, didn't I? No, can you get in my room, please?
Oh, that's great, George. Come here.
No, Dad.
It's all right. We'll go now. We'll let you sleep, if that's what you want.
And then we'll take you to the station tomorrow morning.
Where are you going?
To the Bull for a burger. Even prisoners on death row get to have a last meal.
George, I really don't think they're going to lock you up.
But yeah, I think you deserve a burger anyway. Here's 20 quid. Get whatever you want.
No, it's all right, Dad. I've got money.
How do you think that went?
Could have gone worse, I suppose.
Hi, it's George. George Grundy. I don't know if... I don't really know. I'm just leaving a message to ask. What I wanted to ask is for a favour, and I wouldn't be ringing like this if I didn't really need to ask you. Well, what I want to know is if you can help me.
Hey, Alistair. I saw Jazza earlier. He said he was here with you?
Yeah, we had a drink in the garden.
Ah, nice day for it.
Yeah, it is.
I was chatting to Lillian about cantering on.
Good, good. Glad you're involved. Right then, I'd better be heading off. Cooking Sunday dinner for Dad. Beef.
Oh, nice. Alistair, would you have a minute? If you have time, I wanted a quick word.
Okay.
Jazza said you're nervous about your meeting with Don James tomorrow.
Well, I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, he would be. That man is joyless.
True. But I'm more concerned that a colleague or a previously happy client has made a complaint about me and my conduct. I mean, if I do keep my job, it's not exactly going to be pleasant to continue to work at our practice if my presence is resented.
For the record, I didn't make the complaint.
Right. Well, that's something.
I admit, I'm not finding the whole situation easy. It's weird and awkward and a bit in my face every day.
I know, that's why I thought...
Well, I hope it settles down. That Mum and Dad don't have to share the same house for much longer and that you can all be happier than you are now.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It was a shock to hear about you and Mum. Maybe deep down, it wasn't a surprise to hear they were splitting up. I guess they hadn't been in love for years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know it's been difficult for you.
Look, I genuinely hope you and Mum don't get in trouble.
Thank you, Paul. So do I.